out the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
G'day.
And Matt Bledshaw. Welcome.
That's being you. You usually do the g'day.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. That? Yeah. Yeah. It's all those...
Oh, go on, what is it?
Fucking tradies we have to sing in front. See, there goes one now.
I need to tell my phone not to close off.
Hey, how was your Christmas?
Are we doing it that way, are we?
I guess so.
Okay. It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get back to Adelaide?
Did. Had a really good time.
How were your parents?
They were good.
Did you get anything good?
My parents this year told me that I wasn't to get them anything.
You got your dad the craziest, bestest present ever last year.
Yeah, I've done some pretty good things for them.
Has he got cirrhosis now? And so they said, that's it. No more gifts, Matt.
I bought my dad, because my dad's an award-winning microbrewer. Microbrewer.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
Or are you feigning
no,
ignorance
I actually didn't.
For the podcast?
No, I don't feign ignorance. I'm... either ignorant or I know something.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. He's got all sorts of awards, trophies and from medals and from brewing beer in his back room.
From the last 12 months? Since the
Also from the last 12 months.
Wow.
Yeah, which is great. So he won... He got a first and...
He got a first for you.
From the four beers that he put in, he got a first and two-thirds and a fourth. So
amazing.
From the...
What order did they taste them in? I was worried.
I actually can't remember what he got them for. He makes a really good porter, so I've become a porter drinker.
Mm.
Not the chicken shop.
I like porter.
A porter. A porter.
Do you know the story about Oporto?
No.
About that whole Portuguese thing. It was just a
Fernando's Oporto.
Oh, yeah, Oporto's the Bondi one. Oh, that's not... That is true. The Nando's is the whole Portuguese thing is just a total
big
total furphy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the word I was going to say, and I stopped because it felt too beer related.
Yeah, it's just totally made up.
Okay.
Yeah,
but Oporto is actually Portuguese.
They don't do the whole Portuguese thing. They just say we started as a little chicken shop in Bondi, and now we're a thing. So they're like the Aussie dinky dye version of.
Oh, that's your connection of Nando's.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah. No, that's okay.
I thought you meant Nando's, but you didn't. You meant Oporto.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about
Anyway, Oporto. I'm a porter drinker now.
Yeah.
So, as well, speaking of that, I... what's the name of one of the craft? Mountain Goat?
That is a beer. Yep.
So they do... I had it at one of the pubs. Oh, I had it at the Duda Gala. What happened? What's wrong?
I'm not noisy enough.
Of course you're not. I had it at the Duda Gala.
I am now. See?
The beer buying boss there, the curator of beers, Paul.
What a good job title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave that to him.
Ah.
Yeah. Right. He's like a sommelier, but of beers.
A beer milieu. Mm.
Mm. No. No, that would make him a wine milieu.
Oh.
Which isn't, sorry.
Well, yeah. Anyway, not out, everything I say is ingenious.
So they had I think he only bought like one case of these things, and they were $20-something a bottle. $28
what?
A bottle, maybe? Yeah. It was a chocolate and toasted coconut porter, and it was fucking magnificent.
Does sound good.
So I told my dad about it, and he found a recipe and bloody made it. So I just had some just a few days ago at Christmas.
That's the best.
We are recording this before Christmas. Sorry. Otherwise, I'm going to get confused.
Technically, we're recording it after every Christmas that's ever been, apart from the one that's about to happen.
All right.
I was on the phone.
Are you God?
No, I was on the phone. I was on the phone to Liz the other day, and we were going to meet up to have a catch up, and
meet up to have a catch up.
Yeah,
you say?
Yeah.
Fuck, hey.
Just to catch up. No, we're long past that, Matt.
What a shame.
And she was driving from some place, and she said, "Oh, it's a really long way to to your house." And I said, "Well, everything's a long way to everywhere, but it just depends where you start from." And she went, "Oh my God, your magnetic poems are just like infiltrating your daily speech now."
Well, no, there's a chicken and egg quotient to your magnetic poetry, and I really think that you were thinking and saying things like you just did to Liz long before the magnetic.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good.
Yeah.
So, Buttons, does she listen to the podcast?
Oh, no, she...
Well, fuck her then.
Well, we're long past that, mate.
Sorry. Oh, it's the post-pre-Christmas episode. I've got to stop saying
that. I often can't tell whether someone's making a statement, an observation, or a suggestion. Which is not true. I often what I actually mean is when someone's making an observation, I often just want it to be a statement or a suggestion. I like that would be much better if it was one of these things.
You know what you should do?
That's caught on.
Has it?
That's caught on.
No.
We have other friends that say that to me now.
No.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited about that. Yeah. It's Saturday afternoon at the Angler's Tavern in sunny Maribyrnong, and you can guarantee that I will say it a few times today.
Yeah. Should we tell them why you say it to me?
No.
Okay.
Suffice to say, gluteal folds.
Oh, there'll be some of those today.
You know, you used to. Right.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Last night I did a gig which had no security. Mm. Not in the entire venue, but certainly in the part that... no gig security?
Every gig I do is full of insecurity, Matthew.
Oh, wow. Two sides of the same coin. But I'm talking about the edge of the coin now.
Ah, right.
Where there was no actual physical security. Yeah. I started to tell you this story, and I realised the point of it... I didn't actually get quite to the point of it, which was... Drunken guy, was all lovely, and we were having a fun time, and, you know, he... Actually, I'll tell the story, because it's pretty funny.
Do it.
So a guy was requesting a whole bunch of songs, and I was playing all these requests for him, like, super drunk, should not have been in the venues, shouldn't have got...
Another drink.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that his mate got him his last drink, and that he didn't go to the bar himself, and that RSA is alive and well in every venue in Melbourne. So, falling over drunk, but very good natured, and everything was fine. I played his requests, and he loved it all so much, he threw $45 down on my... pedal board.
So he literally emptied his pocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
So two 20s and a 5, there it is. And this was, I was maybe 5 songs into the set. So I was still, you know, still playing. Yeah. Maybe 2 songs later, his mate comes over and opens up his wallet, which is clearly empty, and goes, and so old mate, who's put the $45 down on my, reaches down, picks up one of the 20s and gives it to him.
That's marvellous.
Oh, God.
Your shout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So brilliant. And then I reach around to get my own beer, which is gone, and he's standing here next to me singing, drinking it.
Wow.
Just completely oblivious that he'd just... Oh, God. Anyway. So then I go out. I'm on a break. I go out and I'm writing a post about this funny thing that's just happened to me, and then I hear this massive squeal, and then... I walk in and it's him with the mic in both hands, just, you know, it's just like the
room. Is he the singer from...
Go on.
No.
Go on.
No, that's not fair. No.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on, I thought you were saying, no, that's not fair.
It's so terrible after Christmas. Must be our New Year's resolutions kicking in early.
So I wrestle it from him, and, you know, it's all very lovely and friendly, and I'm laughing and, you know, making sure that this... Because you know how drunk people can be. And he's, you know, this much taller than me. And,
I know how I can be, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not stopped. Well, not that much taller than you, but...
But there was totally not one moment of this could turn nasty. But it is one of those things where you just get a drunken idiot and you're never quite sure what they're going to do next. Yeah, so I went back inside and I said, what was going on out there? And I said, well, it might be a good idea to have some security out there, mate. It's like a beer garden full of tradies, all just bellowing the horses at me. Yeah, okay. I was just worried about your gear. Well, I'm kind of worried about the whole thing. You know, people and alcohol and stuff, you know, like security stuff.
Yeah.
And they literally just didn't have enough security members to have someone out there. So even after that had happened, and I wasn't grumpy about it. Well, I was grumpy on the inside, not about the incident that happened there, but about the reaction to
it. Just in general, yeah.
Yeah,
because usually we're very often confronted with a situation where we're set upon by people having a good time, and there is no security anywhere near us.
And it's not safe. And I don't mean for us. I've never, in all the years I've been playing, I can count on one hand the number of times that... I can count on no hands the number of times it's been directed at me.
Mm.
But
can you count how many hands would you need to count the amount of times that someone's tripped over or fallen over fall back and knocked your microphone stand into your mouth?
That happened last night.
Yeah.
But she was very apologetic, and then she came and cuddled me afterwards, and turns out she was actually the wife of one of the guys who was running the private function that I'd started at 2 o'clock that day, and this was quarter to ten at night.
Yeah.
And they just stayed.
You stayed? Oh, so you did the same venue
two
twice.
Gigs in the same venue, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely Simon Mills.
Good on him.
Good on him. Anyway, that's that. You had a security story.
Oh, I think I may have decided my first purchase of the new year will be a couple of bollards I think you've got to start taking them to gigs.
Dude.
To some of those gigs where they're...
Yeah, okay. Where you're on the floor.
You're on the floor, like, basically they're like, oh, we want to have live entertainment, but we don't actually want to allocate a space for it.
Yeah.
Because then that space will be taken up during the week when there's no live entertainment.
Yeah.
So, which I actually have no real issue with. But when you've got no staging, then you're just on the floor, and then... people want to be as close as possible to you. That just seems to be the MO. Like, they've got a whole room to dance in, but they want to be right where the speaker is, like fall over the top of it.
Yep.
And
because they are low to the ground.
And yeah.
You don't see your feet.
No, absolutely. So if you can...
I can't see
if
my
you
feet.
Can put something in front that kind of just... it's like that thing when you're walking through a crowd and you just put your hand on someone's back and they instantly know to just shuffle forward a couple of steps. You got that? I mean, yes, if they're really drunk, they won't feel it, but I think it's probably worth the, you know, $100 for two.
I did a bad one of those the other day.
As in, put your hand on someone's back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the big function that the band played at a couple of weeks ago, there was a girl, very slinky dress, just leant against the bar, which was exactly where you would walk to get to the backstage area of the Forum Theatre.
Hmm.
So there was velvet rope, and she was in this little gap.
Just
there was
like
this little gap for me to get through. And I went to do exactly that, hand the small of the back, but as I kind of then sidled past the gap, because she only moved a little bit, my hand slid right down her ass. And I turned around... I'm so sorry. You know I didn't mean to do that, don't you? She said, it's fine.
All right.
When I walked back, she was still there. I said, and put my hands in my pockets. And when I came back the other way again, she's still there. Yeah. So, anyway, there hasn't been a lawsuit yet.
Booty trap.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with my trap puns.
I'm going to go further with that, but I'm not going to.
I had a question for you with regard to your last story. Well, inspired by your last story.
Oh, music from and inspired by?
Maybe not. Maybe a different question. You got any New Year's resolutions?
I don't do those.
No?
No, because it seems to me that New Year's resolutions are very much about just improving your life.
Okay.
That seems to be how most people
I don't do that.
but I'm really good, so I don't need to fix anything.
And that's the end of today's podcast.
Good night.
I'm not sure we need to talk about anything else. In fact, our work here is done. This is the last podcast ever. Matt is really good.
It's always about I'm going to go to the gym more, and I'm going to stop eating chocolate, and I'm going to... What's your New Year's revolution?
I'm not quite sure. Yeah.
Do you do them?
Well, I decided to create every day this year.
Was that a resolution?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far.
So good.
So good.
Wow. So what? Good Megadeth album.
That's a good Megadeth album. Yeah.
Is it what?
Mm. Can play.
Can play.
Mm.
Surrounds himself with good players too.
Oh, that's what I meant. I'm not... he doesn't impress me iota. Other than his ability to put a band together that's... And well, the songs are great. I think they've got some incredible songs. But as a... Yeah, as a guy that puts together killer musos and good songs, yeah.
Dave Mustaine.
Can't play. Oh, well, like, should we do like a bit of a wrap-up of our year? Like, you know, what was your favourite movie of the year, worst movie?
Crikey.
Favourite right, questions album without of notice. The year?
Actually, before that's a great idea. Before we do that, though, Saturday the 23rd of December, it's the last night of Dracula's in Melbourne. And that's where I will be going immediately after our gig here today.
Oh.
37 years. Not that I've been working for them. I've been working for them for 13.
That's kind of sad, but also when things end like that, I'm a bit more one to reflect and say, that's awesome. 37 years.
You're counting then. A bit more one,
one
two.
Right, so and it's shut as of tonight.
Yep.
Done.
Done.
Wow.
So, yeah, took the night off so I could go there and be part of the Newman's family.
Good on you. Yeah, well, you have been part of it for a long time.
Have been. It's really nice to be included. And I got told to keep it on the down low because, of course, 1,000 ex-staff members might
have come. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Oh, well, no one will hear this till afterwards. So.
That's it.
Yeah. It's much easier to ask for forgiveness.
Well, I don't know them.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, I know some of them. Whatever.
I'm going to see Mammal tonight.
Ah!
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us about Mammal.
So, Mammal is one of my very dear friend Ezekiel Ox's bands. He's got a whole bunch of things he does. So, he's Full Scale are back together. He's got another band, Overreactor. I played in his kind of folk rock band, The Ox and the Fury.
Too.
Still pretty upset that I don't get invited to be like the filling guitarist for these heavy bands that he does, but oh well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm a rock player. Just because when I write my own songs, I'm all soft and loserish.
Oh, Jesus, that's harsh. And inaccurate, but they're all like drop D, C sharp tuned.
I've got a tuner, mate.
All right.
And a guitar pick. Well, that's all you need.
Is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's your thing.
Okay.
John, John, John.
I mean, that's how we all get perceived, isn't it? Like, you know, people look at you and know what you do and go, oh, I didn't think that would be your thing.
Yeah. No, I don't get called for jazz gigs.
No. Ellie and I were talking last night about about her. Like,
I wouldn't fucking want him anyway.
Thankfully, I don't get called for jazz gigs because people are right. I cannot play jazz.
Oh, God, I can't play jazz. But I can fly anyone to the fucking moon. Alice. Jokes from the previous millennium.
So, yeah, I mean, Elia, our friend, who we both do gigs with and you book for stuff.
Never gigged.
Never gigged with her.
Never gigged
with
her.
Oh, man, you got her. Yeah.
Yeah, you've said that before.
She's got this kind of voice that can do literally can do everything, and she's got like a rock chick button that just goes. It's like those old guitar amps that have like a pull switch that goes like distortion on the clean channel. Like she just it's phenomenal.
But good.
Yeah, definitely, but good, but high quality. And people will say, like she said that it's happened to her recently where someone's booked a duo for a wedding and then come and see them play and then ask for her not to do the gig because she's a rock singer and they don't want a rock singer, they want an R&B. And they'll be like, well, that's just what that gig was. The everyday person doesn't understand that.
No, that's true, they don't.
A musician is often capable of doing more than one style.
Wowzers.
Musicians are often not capable of doing more than one style. That is true as well.
Mm-hmm.
But people just do that thing. They just assume. Like, I assume that's not your thing. It's like,
what about Kip Winger?
What about Kip Winger?
Clever fella.
Precisely.
I know.
Yeah. Incredible.
Look him up.
I was a big Winger fan as a kid, and I copped the Beavis and Butthead backlash.
Yeah, right.
And I was, for me, it was an interesting scenario. I would say, just listen to this. And if people would listen to it, it's like, oh yeah, it's still gay. Like, it's the horses scenario. It's just like, people just, they're just sheep. They just do.
Are they horses or sheep?
That's me. That's good.
You didn't know.
That's good.
You didn't know you'd done it, did you?
No.
Brilliant.
Well, I just say it's like, oh, this is our thing. You know, this is amazing. It's like it's just that you know it.
Mm.
It's not. I mean, not to say that it's not a great song, but it's not as great as everyone makes it out to be.
No. I really enjoy singing it, so that's my thing on it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So I don't care. The number of times people request it, I'm happy to sing it for them.
Highlight of my week.
Go on.
Here you go. Highlight of my week. Possibly one of the highlights of the year. On Wednesday night when we were gigging together and someone came up and said, can you play Della Dimitri's Nothing Ever Happens?
That's sad.
It's like, I'm at Crown. It's 9:30 and someone's requested a brilliant song.
Yeah.
Not the horses. And then, of course,
her name was Nicole.
Good on her.
I logged it. Because it was so...
It was very... And thank you for letting me sing it. Not that you let me, but, you know, you also perform it. And yeah, you... Yeah.
And she did say you'd sound amazing singing it.
You would. You're right. Yeah.
But anyway, I just... I don't know if she said that at all.
She did. Sorry, Nicole. You just have to join.
No, she loved it.
Join the long list of women who have been disappointed by something I've done this year.
No, she loved it. What women have been disappointed by things you've done this year?
Oh, too many to count.
I know a bunch who have been disappointed by things you haven't done.
I think the net result being disappointment puts all of them in the same category.
100% incorrect. You know what you should do. Favourite movie this year?
Ooh. Gifted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which I still haven't got around to seeing.
Loved it. Really loved it.
Okay.
This
isn't going to work for me.
Gifted. Favourite film?
For you? I'm not clear. I can't.
Name a film you watched you liked.
The Big Sick. But you.
Oh, that would be... That. Yeah, that would be definitely up there in the top for me. You got a least favourite?
So a couple of things I turned off.
Yeah,
I don't
really?
Know what.
My least favourite's the easily an arm wrestle between Justice League and the new Star Wars film.
Which I still haven't seen.
Don't.
Really just
don't. Don't, man.
Just don't.
Well, you're probably not as much of a fan as I am of either of those types of things. I'd assume. So much so that Matt actually has just quit the podcast. He is leaving. What's this?
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's a
Christmas present.
Thanks.
I'll get the other one while I'm. I'll get the other one while I'm.
Is it to open on the podcast?
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of those things,
okay,
you have to watch them because, of course, you need to know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
I will.
They're just... Yeah. This is insane. Look at you.
How funny.
You're good at this game.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Thanks. You do know that I have Star Wars Trooper Seat, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, don't even bother trying to play me. Don't bother trying to play me. After New Year's Day, because I'll read this through Christmas. Holy Moses, that's a lot of information.
Yeah. Journey to the Last Jedi. Journey to the Last Star Wars film Dom's going to watch. Wow. That's its subtitle.
No, I'll always watch them. But
because Rogue One was good.
Really good. Yep.
That's
very good.
Disappointing.
It was very good.
Surely by the
Thank
time
you. That's
people
very kind.
Listen
I appreciate
to this,
that.
They'll have seen it if they're going to see it.
I'm not necessarily saying... I mean, I know I just told you not to watch
you
it.
You did.
But... you know, watch it if you want to watch it. But I do think there's an element of, if you're a fan, there would be bits of it you go, oh, that's really cool. And then, but story-wise and character-wise, not like... I feel like they've gone, shit, we told everyone we were going to get this out on,
yeah,
the
right.
on the 14th of December, and we did five drafts of this exploration of what it could be, and it really could have done with 10, but we've got
would
to get...
Would it have hurt to have held it back?
Stupid well, Disney. Financially, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, this is the best. Oh, wow.
This is a visual medium, I'm sorry, but oh. lots of people listen and don't watch. So.
Okay. Well, I think I described... Did I describe what the other thing was? I'll read out what it is for the...
Oh, yeah, good idea.
For the audio people, it is the DK... They're known for making excellent books like this. It's a DK Star Wars, absolutely everything you need to know, updated and expanded, Journey to Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Lots of titles in the one title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mess around.
It answers questions such as, which six-legged beast trapped the ghost in a sticky web?
Do you know the answer to that?
No. Who sleeps in a hammock inside an old AT-AT wreck? Yes. Oh. Right. What type of soldier guards a tropical beach?
Huh?
What type of soldier guards a tropical beach? I don't know why when I ask questions I get English.
Oh, it just it sounds like a riddle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you?
It sounds like a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
why does Kylo Ren talk to a helmet?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a book with lots of information that I will retain for random trivia nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And this is beautifully wrapped. Did you wrap it?
Of course I wrapped it.
Wow. I mean, I know you're a good rapper, but...
Thanks, man. Terrible rapper. They take me so long to learn.
Yeah, I'm not a good rapper. I have great respect for rap, even though I don't like it.
This might have been one of my favourite films of the year.
Oh, cool.
Not that that's her, but...
Oh, I don't realise I'm holding it backwards to the camera.
That's all right. That's...
It's a very accurate 1980s Wonder Woman. She's very strong.
She's very strong. She's and very I know strong. You are attracted to strong women.
I'm attracted to strong women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean in a lascivious way. I mean you...
Yeah.
You're an advocate for women's rights and...
Yeah, I...
Women in film and Wonder Woman.
Someone asked me recently, it's like... Because everyone thinks that people have got type, like a type of thing that they're attracted to. Like,
yes.
You know, like, you know, I don't care what kind of chocolate it is. It's chocolate. I don't have a type, you know.
Okay. White chocolate?
I'll eat it.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my go-to.
Huh. What's your go-to?
Ferrero Rocher's.
Okay. So milk?
Well, no. It's my go-to if I'm not trying to be relatively healthy, if I'm going to have a binge.
Hmm.
So, I like nuts.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I don't like peanuts.
I like combo,
and chocolate.
Combo stuff.
Okay.
So, like, you know, jelly and, you know, like those Marvelous Creations things. Amazing. Amazing. But someone asked me about, so what's your ideal woman? I said, I kind of just only have one rule, and she has to be smarter than me.
Ah.
Right? And the response I got was quite off putting. It's like, well, that's not. She was really kind of insulted. And all that.
She was?
Yeah.
Who was this?
Well, just a person who I was talking to. Yeah.
Where?
No, I'm telling you.
Fuck.
What?
Nothing.
What nothing?
Nothing.
Thank you for
obviously
my...
Obviously everything.
Thank you for
fine.
My... Fine. Don't be like that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your Christmas thoughtfulness. I think it's hilarious that we were just talking about what's your worst... least favourite films, and that you have tried to redeem them in my eyes by gifting me positive things about those films.
Wonder Woman was great.
Wonder Woman was, but she was in Justice League.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, okay. And was the highlight of it.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen Justice League. I'm not interested. I just, you know, I mean, that's weird, because I did really enjoy Wonder Woman, but what I actually like, I don't really like big fakey CGI action films.
I just think there's a thing that happens, and I'm noticing it more and more, and not just in films, in almost everything that I'm involved in. Yeah, everything that I'm involved in. I feel like whoever's organising stuff just doesn't consult with enough people who kind of have like a bit, you know, they're kind of the stakeholders. Like they don't. So it's kind of like when you do like a venue books you for a gig or something like that, and they, or an agent books you for a gig, right? And then you rock up and you to the thing and you go, okay, why am I in this room at this time, be in front of the TV while the cricket game is on, with table set up, booked to watch the cricket game, and I'm coming in here clearly to start an hour before the game finishes. Like, it just, there's just no thought or consultation with other people that might be part of the experience, the general experience. And so the same, I'm thinking about films too, like all these people really involved with the making of the film, and then there's all this secrecy and about the script writing and stuff like that. I just kind of go, there are millions of fans who know these stories backwards. Get them in on the ground floor and talk about the character arc and talk about this stuff, because most of the this is the issue with the Star Wars film as well. Most of the problems with it are people who have followed this thing for a really long time going, that's not who that character is. How come this character is completely changed now? Like, and without explanation, this type of behaviour and this kind of stuff. You go, it's not me making...
I mean, it sucks even when it happened in Bewitched, it was off-putting, but this is...
But those kind of things are just... are we just going to do this with it? Or are we going to do this with it? Yeah, why?
Yeah.
You know? And... I find that stuff interesting. And same thing. Yeah. I'm not... Yeah. I'm all right now. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. It's Nelroy's birthday today as well.
It is.
So we should go and have a drink with him.
I think we should. I would like to do that.
So happy New Year.
For the next coming days.
Oh, God. I'm so confused.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I got a private function. A solo private function.
It's nice to function
in a
privately.
House. Yeah. Ah, yes. It was you I said that in front of the other day. I couldn't remember. Yeah. Yes, I'm functioning privately.
Oh, that's
what are
good.
You doing?
I'm doing a pub gig somewhere, and then the Italian club with Rocky.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like Greek New Year, but Greek Easter. No, it doesn't matter. What happened?
I don't know.
I need a beer.
Well done to us. Congratulations. We talked for a very long time about doing a podcast, and we started one. And since we started, we've done one every week for 28 weeks, which for anyone who knows me in particular is incredibly impressive.
It's very much what you said. Like, the reason we were doing this was it's like being in an original band, but without the guitars. the creative, to try and get two people, to try and get more than two people on the same page creatively and creative inertia-wise is really difficult. Yeah. And things grind to a halt under their own...
Particularly when you get
really
to the older, when you're not 17, 18, and you really don't have anything to do or any bills to pay or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we live a long way from each other.
We do.
We live 122 kilometres from
each
other.
But I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been really good. And I mean, I know we've been close friends for a really long time, but I think this has brought us closer. Yeah, I do. I think there's an element of it, like, interestingly, recording it and the video aspect, this is a very different type of conversation. And what's interesting when I tell other people about it is, like, if you just put a camera on any conversation you have with anybody, it changes and you talk about things differently. And there's this idea that maybe someone will listen or maybe someone will watch, and therefore the kind of things you talk about and the way you talk about things changes slightly. And I'm blown away how often I mean, at least once every episode we've done, one of us has gone, really? Like, like totally surprised that the other person has a perspective that we do, whether or not it's a permanent perspective we've always had, or whether in that moment we're just grumpy or upset about something.
I never knew that trueness was a word I had in my vocabulary, but yeah. I've said it so many times in this thing.
Yeah. Oh, because you really, you go back and do the notes, so you...
So I've heard myself say, trueness! I don't even, is that a word?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely Rain Man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm surprised how often I use the word definitely, given how absolutely
good
non-definite I feel about many, many things.
Hey, next episode,
yes.
With the benefit of a little bit of brain searching, I will come back to you with my favourite stuff of last year.
Okay. Great. Mm. We'll have to pick some other categories other than... Because it feels like the only thing I do is watch films when we get together on the podcast. What did you do this week? I watched movies.
Yeah, I know, but, you know...
TV shows.
Music, books, films. Mm. Yeah.
I haven't bought a music book for a while.
Yeah, I don't... I've never. Okay.
I mean, an actual book. I mean, I did go crazy on...
You did.
Cyber Monday? Saturday, Friday? Like, Saturday Black isn't something... That's a different thing altogether in Australia. Yeah, it's when there was a bushfire.
There was.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Thanks, man.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
I'm so glad you've had a great one. Thanks for my stuff. This is very sweet.
I'm taking my book that you gave me to Adelaide to read.
Good.
If my dad stops giving me 7% beers, then...
I look forward to hearing about
it. Come back 7% beer.
I really enjoyed bits of that book. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
I'll do this thing.
Okay, I'll do this thing.
Okay.
Bye.